It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 631.
Happy Sunday, Gronks. What's going on? What's happening?
Scooter Derek posted a photo or video of me.
Which one was it?
Oh, it's me. He came over to my house and he worked out how the Google system works. And so he decided to play like Anvil or some sort of...
Anthrax.
Yeah, Anthrax. That's what it was.
Heavy metal.
And he put it at 100% volume. And but he filmed it and I caught my side profile and I'm not happy.
Why? What's wrong with your side profile? Because you realize your side profile is you side.
Yeah, no. But I just feel like maybe I've the whole Fat Friday thing where...
Mate,
between Glenn with Saturday with all this sort of thing. Yeah.
It's so that's
it. We just dial it in.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do we?
Yeah. No, we definitely dial it in.
What's wrong with Fit Fridays?
Yeah. I think should we put an end to Fat Fridays?
Absolutely not. But we could do a month we could do a month as of next month. Oh, that's
we're going to wait until April and then Easter.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I mean. Easter's the fit one.
Have you ever thought about your weight, George?
Never.
Never been an issue.
If anything, too skinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually can't really put on weight. I've tried.
How have you tried? Yeah.
I mean, I can eat a lot, but then I'd probably just shit heaps.
Is that really what happens?
No, I don't know. I just, just got my metabolism's out of control.
And so is metabolism connected to your stool?
I don't know. No idea.
97, can you look at
that? Well, no. The food consumption, any food in, there's waste out, whatever you eat.
So if someone is got a bad metabolism, is that because they're shitting less?
No.
Well, just because the way that George.
Okay. I probably once a day.
Okay.
It's normal.
Morning or night?
Oh, preferably morning.
Definitely.
Bodhi's routine. He's kicked in. Like, it's funny because you have a strict routine in the morning. Like,
definitely.
Bodhi, though, we found it's when he gets home and he eats something at the 5 o'clock mark, he's ready. He's ready by
he's ready to do poo-poo. In the evening.
Yeah, I reckon he's pushing two a day. I reckon most kids are doing two a day. Or it goes for 2 days.
Do you reckon he's not sitting enough for long enough in the morning?
What do you mean? Sitting where?
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Why is he sitting on the toilet in the morning?
To take a shit. Yeah. But that's why he's got two a day.
But why?
Because he doesn't push it all out. He does half of one.
Oh, I mean, babies just poo a lot more. Like, it's, you don't know.
He's not a baby.
Yes, he is. He's a child. Oh, last night on the phone, he said, Josh, you adult, I'm a kid.
Yeah.
He said that to the phone. It was so funny. No, but like, when Bodhi was one or under, 6 a day.
Yeah, and that's a different story. But when you're like, a 3 year old,
but you're starting to find that pattern. Some days it's none. Some days I don't know.
Do you reckon you're more aware of these types of things having a kid?
I mean, of course, because it means that when he does a poo poo, I have to
get a
wipe
chocolate.
His bum bum.
Oh,
like that? You don't think about that.
Yeah.
Like
he doesn't do it himself.
No, he can't do it himself yet.
Okay, so when does that happen?
As soon as we can make it happen. But I tell you what.
Just throw them in the shower.
Adults are babies too, though. Like, Sevs and I, on a shoot this week, parked in an Ace car park. We should report this, to be honest.
Definitely.
An Ace car park, which is, I don't know who owns the building. Ace run the bloody parking lot. But this is in a nice area of Melbourne. And we go into the stairwell down to the ground floor. And I just walk in and it smells like acid, like piss, like... These Gronks have been pissing in the corners of this stairwell. And I'm trying to go like, who is that? First of all, you have to have a car spot. You have to have a car and you have to be willing to fork out up to $30. Why are you in this part of the stairwell? Like you're just coming off.
I always think of like a homeless, but I guess homeless, like why piss there?
Nah, it's a weird, it was a weird
spot.
You
just do it at a plant. Yeah. You'd do it at the park, wouldn't you?
You'd go to the park.
I guess you'd have to do it late at night.
There's a problem on building sites. So, Amy works for a construction company and one of their site managers was telling a story about how he's been fending off pissers. Like people coming into the building site to take a leak.
I feel like we need to, as a society, work out how we can have more toilets in general.
Now, the thing is, I mean, go to
yes,
like
George or no? Yeah.
No, I agree. That I agree, sense. But there's a real problem. Like think about going to Flinders Street toilets, mm-hmm. or it yeah, is nice. Really. So it's like, you know what I was thinking? If you walk into a clean toilet and you make a mess of the seat, mm-hmm. By the end of the day, you're the actual problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's because usually, clean toilets promote clean. Like a clean behavior, yeah, you'd sure. think, but as soon as it starts getting dirty, the respect you have for a toilet seat that has piss all over it is very mm-hmm. low. You're like, ah.
So you're saying
my
that-
bit, I won't touch it then because it's got everyone else's. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You see how it just promotes. Like, mm. So the Gronk that does it first is Hitler.
So, yeah, sure.
You know,
toilet Hitler. So yeah. Are you sort of, the way you're describing it is like you are the kind of guy at a public toilet to piss, like previously piss on a seat?
No,
and not, do
not,
anything
a, not
about
at
it?
All. Not at all. I've got a
Why
problem.
Why is this a
I've
new realization?
Because I did think about, I walked into a toilet and I was like, this is, no. Honesty, I did drop a little bit of wee-wee on a public toilet. This is when the thought happened. And I was like, okay. Do I clean that? I was like, well, if I clean that, I have to basically clean up 70 other people's wee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
And I opted out. Sure. And I was like, absolutely not.
So you're like Richard Jansen when it comes to climate change. It's just like, my piss is only about 1% of the bowl.
That's a good, yeah. That's a good
but the thing is, everyone's got to clean their piss, yeah?
I have a real thing where, especially if I'm using a toilet that will be then used by a female who has to sit down,
mm-hmm.
unless they've got some superhuman skill or using a she-wee, I can't be the one, even if I didn't do the wee on the seat and I know there's a female coming in, I will have to clean it. Like I have to clean it,
Isn't
even if it's not mine.
Is that you being a top dude, or are you just worried that they think that you pissed on the seat?
Yeah, it's probably the one thing I think that it's the one thing I don't want to be, I don't want to think that people are thinking of me mm-hmm. like the guy that just left piss on the seat.
Well, I feel like unisex toilets probably promote cleaner toilets.
Good point, yeah.
Probably.
That's a good point.
I mean, we've got a unisex toilet.
Yeah, that you clean all the time.
Well, that's the whole thing. So, supposedly. When I said about the whole cleaning the whole time, I would definitely never, ever, like, if you ever get piss on the seat or anything like that, clean straight away.
Yeah.
But then also that whole, like, I mean, is it a bit us having cleaning products next to the toilet?
That's fine.
So it's sort of, there's something a little bit bogan, but it's actually very efficient because you can just always, like, so I'll definitely do that where I'll just like give it a, you know, do the whole bowl thing and then even just get a bit of toilet paper. And I mean, toilet paper is, I've all of a sudden started using less with the idea of, not because I'm a doomsday prepper, because I'm just worried that like, what happens when I do need toilet paper?
Yeah, because you've never bought it and don't know how.
Well, no. I've bought it before. I bought toothpaste last night.
Yeah.
From a Foodworks. I'd never gotten like cash out before.
I thought you were going to say Uber.
No, Foodworks. I was trying to get cash out and the lady says a $40 like max.
Max?
Yeah, maximum 40 bucks out. And so I said, okay, I'll just get this and then I'll do another transaction.
Yeah, no. This is you and the-
Split bill stuff. Well, doesn't that make sense or no?
Mate, I did this exact same thing at- a service station.
And what'd they say?
I was like, yeah, but what about if I use a different card, huh? That's actually a different card, like different accounts.
Can't you literally be like, thank you, and then go get something else and then go, hey, just want more cash out?
I pointed out the absurdity. I was like, do you want me to send my wife in?
So did they sort it out?
No.
You've got to be kidding.
I had to go somewhere else.
Absolutely not. So the funny thing is, the lady said, we'll try 60. We'll see if it will work. Didn't work.
Mm.
I was like, okay. Let's do 40. Did 40, didn't work. And then she looked down as I was doing it. She says, you're tapping it. You can't get cash out tapping it.
You can't, no.
I didn't know this. And so I let the people in because it was like the whole piss thing, thinking about like needing to go to the toilet. There was someone behind me whose partner was busting to go to the toilet. And I'm hearing this. She's like, I don't know, where's the closest toilet? She goes, I'm just going to go outside.
Yeah.
And so all of that was happening. So I let them through. Yeah. And then did the insertion and got my 60 bucks.
I think you're right about it would be great to have more toilets everywhere, but it's also a problem. Like,
what about if you have a,
who looks after these toilets?
Uber for toilets, right?
Well, what about just the Italians? They have someone at the door where you got to pay to use the toilet.
I mean, that's
30 cents, 50 cents, a dollar. Where was it? At a train station.
It's all across Milan, Europe.
Maybe a dollar. It's 1 euro.
It's bullshit.
Literally,
it's
have to put it into this machine that opened boom like little gates. Yeah. I was like, this is full on. What if I? Yeah.
As long as you can tap and pay.
Well, you should
Can't, but it's
coin. If it's a coin,
Europe,
then...
Yeah, Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel like such a cheapskate when you like follow the other guy in. Save a dollar.
You did that?
I've done that.
Dodge.
No, but what about, this is an idea, an Uber-style thing where after you go to the toilet, it takes a photo of the toilet and it attaches it to your account. It does it before you go in.
Right, you get a rating.
Yeah. Before you go in, snapshot of the toilet. After you leave, snapshot.
Who's filming?
So it's a that's the
problem. You can't have cameras in toilets, bro. Absolutely not.
I wonder if there's a way of doing it where you don't see.
We just use the data for analyzing cleanliness of toilets.
If you knew that there was a. Okay, no, I know how you do it. There's actually a physical mechanism, like a trap door, like not a trap door, like a cover. And so what happens is when the door opens, the cover comes up and it's actually designed in the door. And so it reveals the lens, it takes the photo or whatever. Whenever the door is closed, the camera is completely shut off. And so what it means is as soon as you open the door, it activates it. And then as soon as you about to go in, it activates it. And so basically you end up with a before and after, and then that gets attached to your profile account.
But then you have to have Uber. You have to be the thing is, it's so where is it in China, maybe? It's like what's that Netflix series where they have the thing
Black
in their
Mirror?
Eye. Yeah, Black Mirror. It's like the world where you're getting rated. And so you have a score. It's like a citizen's status or citizen's score, which would only work if it was enforced at that top level.
Would you not? No, it doesn't need to be top level.
Well, I just think you think every gronk's got Uber?
No, but I reckon you could create an app. I reckon there's probably in Melbourne 100,000 people that would say this is an issue for me.
Yeah, I could agree, but
the tech. Who's installing the tech?
Yeah, who's paying for it?
This is where, how do you know which toilets to install?
The Melbourne Council can't even look after the toilet problem because the problem's not Melbourne Council. They do their cleaning scheduled and well, they can't be cleaning every 3 hours in a toilet around Melbourne.
Do you know what they do?
It's the gronks in there.
But do you know what they actually do in those, like the big silver things?
Yeah, auto clean. Yeah. Have you seen a clean auto clean toilet?
Like a... No, but it becomes less of an issue around the clean if we've got this whole system. You know what I mean?
What system?
The system of before and after. Where I see it being a little bit elitist is you need to have a phone.
I think.
And you're paying a subscription.
I think the solution has been the paying the money to get into the toilet.
How much would you pay a year to have this?
Well, the question is, how much would you pay to have a clean toilet anywhere around Melbourne?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So
would you pay $500 for you to have access to more toilets, but also clean toilets?
What's the guest policy? Can you bring people in?
What are you doing in the toilet,
if
mate?
You're platinum, what are you if you're a platinum member, you can.
What are you and Tully up to?
Well, if Tully needs to go to the toilet.
And you need to hold a hand, you'll do that? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you mean by, you're just saying... People can use your pass.
Yeah.
Ah, I thought you meaning getting cozy in the cubes. The thing. Anyway.
Like intercourse.
The shitstorm that was created after Dodge telling us about his kitchenette at a workplace he'd been working at.
Yeah.
And then we started getting people sending through stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we got one from Emma. What was Emma saying, Sebs?
Well, Emma took control of the situation that she'd been dealt.
Emma said, "This is our communal kitchen. I bought 10 forks last year because she was sick of the forks disappearing. There are none left that she bought." She also attached another photo of the sink at 8 a.m. and it's got crap everywhere.
Mm.
And she says she thinks it might be the boss's EA. And we doubled down and said definitely the EA.
Oh, how's this? At Hannah's work, they've got nothing. Like everyone has to bring their own fork, their own bowl if they want to eat out of, their own cup.
And then what happens with the washing? What happens with the cleaning of the items?
Right. Well, they have to do it themselves and take it home.
Yeah, there's the like, ultimate not no my
communal,
problem.
There's no communal anything.
It's the ultimate.
This is good. Stuff. I like this.
Yeah.
I
know. Well, and then you can get real, like if it's there for one day, it gets binned. So you lose your cutlery or anything. Mm. Like it gets put into the bin. Which the bin.
Is there something around a budget that we could give every, you know, like a bunch of those like I think it's Campaign Monitor or whatever. Like these big brands, like tech companies, they give budgets for like, say, with Venture IP, with Angelo and how he fits out his office. Mm. A bunch of tech companies will be like, you get X amount of money and you get to fit out your office any way you like. So, this is when you have like single office. Yeah. So, it would be desks in the, so for instance, it'd be like, okay, you're a new start. You get $4,500 and so no but hear that so $4,500 would be like, okay, I'm getting a Mac Mini, I'm getting dual screens, and then I'm gonna spend the rest on plants, right?
That'd be me.
Yeah, I know. It's not happening. This is all hypothetical. But what about if there was something around that where it's just we actually compartmentalize them, and so it's like you get a kitchen, you get a $25 kitchen budget, and you have to, and so we know what 97's cutlery and plates and bowls look like. And he has a section, we've got enough cupboards.
Oh, yeah, we could label where them.
97 could have his own cupboard. I could have my own cupboard.
Like a share house.
Mm. Is that what happens at share houses?
Not really, it's more for food.
What happens at share houses?
Well, people have their own level on a pantry or something.
What do you have at your place?
We actually combine all our stuff.
Really? It can all go to shit though. Yeah. Amy's housemate used her Himalayan rock salt and replaced it with salt.
Yeah.
Just the big bottle, the cheap like shit, the grainy crap.
Fish and chips, like, or basketball stadium.
Or washing your sore throat out. It was that shit. And she, what? It was a $3 versus $20. Yeah. So this is what happens. Yeah. It's very hard. Like, I think it's too complex.
Oh, Sevs, I got given an Amazon gift card. What's the deal with this?
No, I don't think it says you got someone. Huh? It says Josh at x.ai sent you a $20 Amazon gift voucher.
That's all scams.
No, this isn't a scam.
This is a legit one. So this is the meeting, the calendar scheduling app that I signed up for. And it says, if you book in one meeting, we'll send you $20. But I just thought that was $20 attached to your account credit.
They're sending
Amazon gift
card.
So I can't believe
that
they've sent us a $20 Amazon card. What are we going to do with that?
So that means that, hey, George, you should set up your calendar.
Yeah.
And so is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
It's free to sign up.
Yeah.
So they're just giving Amazon gift cards.
Well, I think so.
This is ridiculous. Don't you think this is absurd?
What, to give away $20 as a value add?
It's a free sign up.
Yeah, but it could run out. I don't trust it. I'll
register it.
I want to run this past Susie Jones. This could be a scam.
But they're not going to get any details.
That's very strange.
So if I just copy the code.
You've already signed up. Maybe they've been breached. Maybe the company's been breached.
George, how are you with gift cards?
In what way?
Weird question.
Have you been gifted many gift cards in your life?
Well, last year, or 2 years ago, I asked for a gift card from my brothers and sisters for B&H.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
B&H is a New York photo video store.
Yeah.
It's huge. Have you ever been there before?
No.
You've been to New York?
No.
Oh, that would help.
Yeah. And it was coming up to my birthday again. I hadn't actually used it yet. So I was like, shit, what am I going to get? Turns out they don't run out.
Oh, that's good.
So, I got another one. So, now I've got two online ready to go.
What are you going
to
do with
them? How much cash you got?
I don't know. Like $300.
That's good. Right. That's.
Yeah.
So what are you going to buy with
them? I don't buy many things with gift cards, basically.
Yeah. But you accumulate gift cards.
I mean, yeah, you're very, it seems like you're not really attached to things.
Nah.
Oh. Hannah.
I don't know. I guess not.
Well, because you've generously given your speakers to us, which
that's true.
Pumping.
Yeah.
And your iMacs, Yeah.
I'm just using this as a negotiable.
It's a storage facility.
Yeah, that's what's happening. He's attached to it, but he just stores it at our joint.
But no, I feel like you don't. Like the fact that you have a voucher for 12 months on something like a tech store and you haven't found something to buy, I think that's absurd.
What would you recommend?
What do you want?
Yeah,
do you
need?
Do you want a camera?
I don't know.
Do you want a lens?
I was going to get a lens, yeah.
What lens?
Don't know. Probably just like a Sigma 1.8.
That's very specific.
You know what lens?
Part series? Yeah. We got that upstairs. Do you want to borrow it? You can borrow it?
Yeah. I was going to get some new gear when I go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But now I might not even be going because Corona.
So when were you going to Japan?
In like 6 weeks.
And so what's happening?
Well, probably just going to have to cancel.
Insurance? Have you got travel insurance?
No. Got nothing.
Silly boy. Yeah, how much have you spent?
Not much. We got like the cheap Jetstar flight, so it was like $450.
Oh, so that's all you'd lose?
That's all, yeah.
Still annoying. So, like even Bree on Friday went to Sydney and her boss was like, hey, you don't have to come. Like because of all the coronavirus stuff, businesses are starting to get worried that they don't want to be complicit in someone getting corona. Like they don't want to send people out unnecessarily to then get coronavirus and you know die or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder if you got coronavirus on work hours, can you claim it under work cover?
Surely not.
But then, you know, if you could trace the infection or the
I think everyone's on edge. 97 sneezed 8 times this morning.
Yeah.
Hay fever.
Is that hay fever?
I never get hay fever.
Why are you sneezing?
Don't know. But it's inside. You don't get hay fever inside.
It could be the little bit of dust. There was a tiny bit of dust just as you would on anything from the speakers.
Yeah, I got that this morning too.
So it could have been that.
Sneeze.
Yeah, because I was wiping them and I started sneezing.
It's funny.
So definitely that then. That's the only thing that's changed. And I never sneeze in here.
And so the thing is you sneezed.
I was thinking.
Into his jumper like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, into my T-shirt.
Yeah.
So you go inside your jumper and then inside your T-shirt.
Yay or nay for that one?
I think it's revolting. By the 8th, I'm like, you must be an absolute mess. But,
so would you rather that into the elbow?
Imagine with 8 into – this can hold more.
And so so you don't like that? Because I've got a story about this.
No, I don't think – I think that what I would prefer – And then did you wash your hands after? Is that what you were doing? Was that because I was just there just sort of like typing with my eyes just sort of looking over?
Yeah. But what's the solution?
Well, I think that it's a hard one. I think it's a bit like the podcast ranker. It doesn't need a solution.
No, it does because you've a guy with a lot of judgment.
Yeah, guy with a lot of solutions, got a lot of problems. Now, I think what I would do, it's a hard one.
What would you go to?
If anything, it was just annoying, sneezing 8 times.
I think by the third one, you were done with saying, bless you.
Yeah, by three. But
I was like, I don't even believe in God.
It's a test in empathy because by probably the 5th one, this is fucking ridiculous. This is like, he's just like, because he would go, achoo, oh, and then achoo, oh. It's like... There's something, I don't know, real fucking annoying about it.
I know what you mean.
But so what would you, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is.
Sneeze?
I think maybe go outside. If you've got eight to do.
You don't know.
I know. Yeah, you don't know. I don't know if it's a 2, a 1, a 3.
I think the annoying thing is that, oh, like every time it's like, oh, like that's a surprise. No, you did fucking 6 before. Anyway, so
So just keep the for the first.
It's definitely
the
problem here, Sam, is it's just you being annoying.
Did it feel good for you? Is that why you go, oh?
No. It's just sort of baked into my sneeze. Out of habit.
That's funny.
It's just a thing that you do. It's just baked in.
Yeah. I did this at Singapore airport and I noticed a couple – must have been locals, look over and sort of, I don't understand what they're saying, but they referenced and sort of like laughed and like he pointed to his top, like he was pointing to the action that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe that is, I think Asian countries there, like masks in general, I think are more accepted in Asian countries. Mm-hmm. Here, I think they've slow, Amy and I were talking about this, from the bushfires, Like you even were like, look at these fucking people with masks on. Mm-hmm. And then it's that we're just not accustomed to, it's not a part of our culture wearing masks.
What's the, in Singapore, 97, what's the thing to do culturally when it comes to sneezing?
Well, I mean, Singapore have pretty strict rules. Like that's how they've got such a clean,
no chewing
tidy
gum.
Run ship. It's, yeah, no chewy, no spitting. Bunch of
you were literally on a ship there, weren't you?
Yeah, tiny ship. I was.
It was a big ship.
But no drug, like you get done with weed, you're in big trouble. Like if you had an ounce of weed, I think there's a death penalty for weed in Singapore. I'm just pointing to.
In Japan, they're like super tidy as well. And they've got, if you walk down the street, you'll notice like no one smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around the corner and there's like a kind of an outline of a car park looking thing about 10 meters and there's 100 people in there smoking.
Just
in
puffing.
The, in the outside, in the open air.
They got a dial.
You can still smoke in bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bit backwards.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, Singapore's great. We should go and do a sort of weekend in Singapore.
Any
Filthy Rich Asians. Is that Filthy Rich? Is that, what's that movie?
Nah, what's it called?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians. Filthy Rich Asians. Oh, the Filthy Rich Asians.
Nah, no updates. It just looks like it's into the dab. It's the dab sneeze.
Oh, really? That's the way of doing it?
Into your elbow. That's it. What they tell the kids.
I don't reckon.
You don't want to do it into the... Because the whole Ebola handshake is tapping elbows. So if you're sneezing in your elbow and then tapping your elbow on other people, we're all spreading our sneezes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all happening.
You still have like projectiles if you're going into your elbow. You know what I mean? Like you're still...
Yeah. You know what? I think Josh just wants people not to sneeze.
Yeah.
At all.
No sneezing.
Do you understand it though, George? Or do you think that like...
Understand what the annoyance of sneezing heaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just can't help it.
For who? Okay. For me or for you?
No, for me.
I get annoyed. I don't want to sneeze 8 times.
Yeah, sure. But the way that you framed it with it's like it seems like you're having fun. That and so if I knew that it was like, if you'd done, I'd be like, man, fuck yeah, it's annoying for everyone, eh?
8 times.
But the fact that you're
you want me to do that 8 times.
Well, you were like, 8 times. Like, that felt good. Like you did that 8 times.
Good.
Yeah, it's weird. Just quickly on the kitchenette, there's a spoon that's just been drying. Whose spoon is it?
I don't know.
Not
could
me.
Be mine.
I haven't used a spoon.
What size?
It's a big spoon, like an obnoxious spoon. It's like a soup spoon. Could is
be
it yours?
It could be mine. I'll go put it away because someone did bring up a poignant fact, which was early days of this office, one of the rules, we were outlining rules and one of them was you're not allowed to say, it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. And we have a great grab of you, so animated, saying, it's not my problem. It was great.
It's not my job. It's not my job was the exact terminology, yeah.
Which is not my problem.
Yeah. Sean picked up on
Sean
Parker.
Yeah. Who's working on a Gronk coin.
Yeah, that's
in the
exciting.
UK for us. Before we go, you can still become a VIP. What do we think of a VIP Gronk as the term? Is that what we're just leaning into?
Yeah, I like that. VIP Gronk.
And so to be clear, Gronk Squad, everyone is part of the Gronk Squad. It doesn't matter if you're a listener, like if you listen to the show, whatever, Gronk Squad.
If you've got an annoying brother that sneezes like Sevs, he's Gronk, part of the Gronk Squad.
Part of the Gronk Squad.
Yeah.
Then a VIP Gronk is someone who wants to have more interactions with the show. And so what we've been thinking is like eventually we'll have Zoom calls where when we have guests on, we can have like 40 people or 30 people all watching the episode. So we've got like someone in the studio, a guest, and then everyone can be at home watching. And then at the end, everyone can be putting in their questions into the chat and 97 will then call out people and unmute them and they can ask their questions.
If that's not your cup of tea and we're doing a live event, you'll be updated first.
Yeah, exactly. And so you don't have to necessarily do that, but there's also other benefits too. So if you just would prefer email or text correspondence, each week we'll be sending messages and saying, oh, hey, like this week we've got this. Any thoughts on this? That type of thing. But the main reason is you get stickers up until March 13. So if you go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronk or Gronks, by the way.
Or GronkSquad.com.
No, so GronkSquad.com. TJ pointed out he had a few drinks last night and so he was just throwing out random stuff. Do you know where this is going?
I have a feeling it might just redirect to our homepage.
For which one?
GronkSquad.com.
No, that's good.
No,
that's good.
thedailytalkshow.com/GronkSquad. We actually mentioned that the first time. There's no redirect.
Okay,
actually, how do you do a redirect, by the way?
I had to install a WordPress plugin because I didn't know how to do it.
Okay. Let's just keep an eye on those plugins. I just don't want to get too...
That's good, but you're sneezing? Absolutely not.
GronkSquad.com goes to the form. So it's just the daily talk show for the / Gronk Squad.
Yeah, impressed, boys. Well done. Jump on to one of those links and sign up.
Yeah, you fill out the form. It's very easy. You get your stickers in the mail, which is great, which is absolutely free. And we're starting with... George, there's one question at the moment. It's just, what's your hobbies? That's like the main one.
But people have taken it upon themselves to sort of elaborate, which we really appreciate. Mm-hmm. If there's no notes, any extra comments, I don't even reckon we'd get any. But people are finding the hobbies and then going into a bit of a riff. That's good. So elaborate. Go from your hobbies into your life story. We're happy with that.
And then final thing, the book, Tiny Habits. Did you have any announcements at your end of the bookshop? Because you're sort of social media manager for the bookshop.
Are you?
Am I?
No, just
as of there's still, I don't think there's been any sales.
Yeah. So the hard bit is we're talking about, because Scooter loves supporting bookshops. The local bookshop, where the local bookshop thing is harder, is the delivery.
Yeah.
When you go from being local to trying to deliver, it gets a little bit harder because it's like, okay, well, you've got to add the $8 or whatever for the delivery.
Now, I think maybe from the next month.
yeah, sure.
It might be 20%. So it will be the same price as if you just went to the shop and got it.
Yeah, great.
Because you got to pay $8 for postage, which is annoying.
Yeah. Mm. No, I appreciate that.
We're just figuring this stuff out.
Is it as annoying as Sev's sneeze?
No.
Sev's sneeze.
No, I mean, nothing can be. It's actually not that bad.
Well, it sounded pretty bad, mate. You did a good job of painting the annoyance that you felt internally.
No, I just think that...
I mean, it got to 8 sneezes before I had to blow my nose.
Yeah, but I wonder if you just blew your nose at 3, whether it would have all been done.
No, you know, it's usually like dry sneezes up until like the higher numbers and then you can go blow your nose.
Really?
I think what's more annoying than your sneezes is this conversation.
So, Tiny Habits.
By BJ Frog.
BJ Fogg. PhD. Interestingly... if you're thinking, should I read the book? What I would suggest is, so on the, what date did I say? 14th of March, Saturday, the 14th of March, we're going to do the book club, halfway through the month book club, where we're going through the book. The idea is that you've sort of read half by that point. But what I would suggest is, if you're on the fence about the book, Armchair Expert, the podcast with Dax
Shepherd.
He has BJ Fogg on his latest episode. And so they talk about a lot of great stuff in regards to habit forming. And
Quirky dude.
Yeah, a little bit quirky. He's got some stuff dialed in regards to how he sort of manages his weight, because that was always an issue for him.
Was he big?
I think so. I actually want to, but anyway, so he's, I want to try and do some of the tiny habits just to try and, Not even for weight, just health, just inflamed, you know, the scabs.
Sugar, dude. Anyway.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Blowing out with Glenn.
It was Glenn. Yeah, Glenn. Oh, I reckon I've got like teeth issues from those things. Anyway, all right, it's a Daily Talk Show. Remember, thedailytalkshow.com/gronks. You put in your phone number there too, so we can actually start sending you texts, which is fun as well. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.